You are listening to episode 7 of the Upper Elementary Simplified podcast. And in this special Thursday episode, I am going to be giving you some professional reading recommendations that came from my amazing audience. Also, listen up for the summer challenge clue. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to episode number 4. Welcome to Upper Elementary Simplified, the podcast where busy and overwhelmed teachers find thoughtful ideas to get students engaged in meaningful learning experiences. Hi, I'm Dana Rodebush, former fifth grade classroom teacher and founder of Teacher Tech Studio. I'm here to share practical tips and strategies that will help you grow as an educator. If you are a tired upper elementary teacher searching for ways to cut down your planning time while boosting student engagement, you are in the right spot. Are you ready? Let's simplify. In case you missed last week's Thursday episode, every Thursday in June, I am bringing you a top 10 style episode that has been inspired from a survey that I sent out to my audience a few weeks ago. I talked about how even though these episodes are going to be structured as a top 10, I'm actually calling them Thursday 13 because I can't resist a chance to use alliteration. And then the remaining recommendations will be listed out in the show notes. In episode 5, I gave you 13 recommended fictional reads for the summer. This week, I am going to give you 13 recommended professional education-based books, and the rest will be listed out in the show notes. You can find those by going to upperelementarysimplified.com/episode7. The fun summer drink equals the letter C, as in hat. So let's get right to the list of recommended summer professional reads. Number 13 is Mathematize It by Sarah Delano Moore, Kimberly Morrow Long, and Linda Gojek. I absolutely love the tagline for this book because it is something that I teach all the time, and I've never even read this book. The tagline is going beyond keywords to make sense of word problems. This would definitely have been a book that I would have ordered as a summer read when I was in the classroom. It is for grades 3 through 5. Number 12 is What Great Teachers Do Differently by Todd Whitaker. And its focus is on helping teachers feel inspired to become more effective in the classroom. The third edition of this book features some new sections about relationships, creating an engaging learning environment, and personal mindset. Number 11, I actually started reading a few years ago and never had the time or got around to finishing it. And it's called Teach Like Your Hair's on Fire by Rafe Esquith. The book description states, "This bestseller gives any teacher or parent all the techniques, exercises, and innovations that have made its author an educational icon, from personal codes of behavior to tips on tackling literature and algebra. The result is a powerful book for anyone concerned about the future of our children." Number 10 is a book about the ADHD brain, and it is called Your Brain's Not Broken. Author Tamara Rosier teaches about how ADHD affects every aspect of life. While this is not necessarily a quote-unquote education book, so many classrooms are faced with the challenges that come along with ADHD that I wanted to include it on this list for teachers to read. And hopefully that will help teachers be more understanding of students who struggle with ADHD. Summer is the perfect time to get some professional development hours completed. If you are listening to this in real time, I would love for you to join myself and several other math educators at this year's Cheerful Math Conference. This is a virtual upper elementary math conference loaded with video presentations, free gifts, and a chance for you to grow professionally in your pajamas. Find the link to the event in the show notes for today's episode or at upperelementarysimplified.com/math conference. I hope to see you there. Number 9 on the list is actually one of the very first education books I read as a new teacher, and that is The First Days of School by Harry Wong and Rosemary Wong. This book is now in its 5th edition and will walk any teacher at any stage in their career through structuring and organizing a classroom for success. Number 8 is another math book, and it is Figuring Out Fluency in Mathematics Teaching and Learning by Jennifer Bay Williams and John Sangiovini. The tagline for this book is Moving Beyond Basic Facts and Memorization, and it is for grades K through 8. As the title suggests, the focus of the book is on math fluency and provides teachers with inspiration to develop a deeper understanding of procedural fluency involving reasoning and creativity. Number 7 is Whole Brain Teaching for Challenging Kids with Chris Biffle. Based on cutting-edge science research, the education reform movement Whole Brain Teaching recognizes that students learn the most when they are engaged in lessons that involve seeing, hearing, doing, speaking, and feeling. Number 6 on the list is I Wish My Teacher Knew by Kyle Schwartz. I've never read this one, but I think I may add this one to my list, even though I'm not in the classroom anymore. It is the story of how one teacher asked her students to fill in the blank. I wish my teacher knew blank. And the powerful responses she received from her students were so funny, some were heartbreaking, but all very insightful. Number 5, The Courage to Teach by Parker Palmer is a reflective book for educators that is centered around the fact that good teaching can never be reduced to technique. But instead, good teaching comes from the identity and integrity of the teacher. Number 4 is The Wild Card by Wade and Hope King. And it is about building confidence to bring creativity into the classroom. Reading the description for this book is enough to make me want to read it because they use so many puns and figurative language. The book is called The Wild Card, and within the description they say, and I quote, "You'll learn why the deck is not stacked against you, no matter what kind of hand you've been dealt, why you should never listen to the joker, how to identify the ace up your sleeve, how to become the wild card that changes the game for your students." If I ever write a book, I'm sure it will be full of puns. Number 3 on the list is Teach Like a Champion by Doug Limov. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly. But this book teaches teachers how to create a positive and productive classroom that encourages student engagement, trust, respect, accountability, and excellence, and how to connect background knowledge and memory with curriculum content. Sounds like a good one. Number 2 is The Book Whisperer by Donalyn Miller. I absolutely loved this book when I read it. I read this book the summer before I took the leap into teaching in a self-contained classroom where I had been teaching math or math and science for the past several years. Since I was going to be adding literacy to my plate, I read this book, The Book Whisperer, and learned so much about helping students become book lovers. And finally, number 1 on our list of professional development books for teachers is Teach Like a Pirate by Dave Burgess. I have not read this book, but the description states that it offers inspiration, practical techniques, and innovative ideas that will help you to increase student engagement, boost your creativity, and transform your life as an educator. I really hope that this list of professional books inspires you to pick up 1 or 2 or 13 of them and spend some of that time by the pool this summer with a book in your hand. Remember, there are also several more book recommendations that I have listed in the show notes, and you can find those at upperelementarysimplified.com/episode7. Well, that's all for today. Tune in next Tuesday as we discuss what spiral review is, how to do it, and why it's essential in your classroom. But before that, check out this Thursday's Thursday 13. And be sure to check out the Cheerful Math Conference linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Upper Elementary Simplified. I hope you are able to take away something useful that will help you grow as a teacher. I do have a quick favor to ask before you go. If you are enjoying the podcast, please let me know by leaving me a review. It really does make a difference because reviews impact search results, which helps me to expand my reach to other educators. Plus, I love to read my listeners' comments. Until next time, keep life simple.